Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Today is the 10th of July. It was about 5 o'clock in the morning when I just finished my daily Supreme Master TV work, all kinds of work. And I went out to get some rainwater for washing and a beautiful, beautiful little old person came right in front of my tent, perching on a little twig of the medium-sized tree, young tree. Most of the trees around this tent are young and small bushes, but many of them are very big and tall, so tall you have to really strain your neck to look at the top. The old person perched there for a while and I took notice and I said hello and wave and all that. It was a she and she didn't get scared and didn't fly away. And I asked her if she had any message or something she wanted to tell me. And she said yes. She said, peace, disturbing, zealous goals are gone. And I said thank you. And she added on saying, please worry not. I said, no. I'm not worried, not too much really. There are many other things that occupy my mind, more than just worry. But it has nothing to do with the peace-disturbing, zealous ghost. And then she flew away down onto the little path where I was just doing clean up for the morning, you know, next to the bucket of rainwater. And she was not scared, she stayed nearby and wanted to drink the water coming out of my shower. I said, no, don't do that. It's dirty, there's a stream nearby here, next to my tent, go and drink. She was not afraid, and I was worried my water is not clean, you know, with the kind of muddy shoes and everything. So I kept shooing her away, and I felt terrible. I said, I'm sorry, don't drink this water, it's dirty. It looked so muddy also. And I felt so bad because she just brought me good news. And then I just threw her away like that. So rude and not considerate. I hope she understands and forgives me. Oh, she told me now that she forgave me. I mean, she told me afterward that she forgave me. I still feel bad though. I still feel bad. I'm just recording some small things.
There are
many, many other things that I cannot record, nor can I tell you, maybe a long time after. It hasn't been raining for a long time, and my rainwater here almost ran out. Hopefully, they said that in around 10 days, there will be rain, hopefully enough rain for me to have store water to use for a long while until the next rain comes. I was thinking to ask God's permission whether or not I can do some rain ritual. Well, God told me no, that we should not force the rain gods and teams to do things against the pattern of the world, that they should make rain or not in some certain situations and regions. But nowadays, there's a lot of rain, too much in some places, too little in other places, and none elsewhere. the situation of our world is really dire. And I just don't know how to tell the humans anymore about limiting their karma output in order to get better merit intake or merit income. It's so difficult. In my heart, there's so much pain, you know, that I couldn't help faster. Last time, King Sai said that Kuan Yin will help to make peace last long. And so I told you guys, okay, we will meditate and dedicate some of our Kuan Yin hours of meditation for peace. That's what I thought that he meant. Later he told me, no, it's not like that. He said that the people in any country or any world should practice Kuan Yin, then they will have forever peace. Oh, then I thought, wow, then I understand now. I understand better now. Because I was always thinking that I could never rely on the world people, as they are so, they have been poisoned so deeply, just like being drugged or being fed too many sleeping tablets so that they could not wake up. They could not listen to what I say, even though I'm talking in plain language, not difficult to listen to, not difficult to understand. Oh, I can never understand why humans cannot understand logical talk, simple talk, the truthful talk, and that I guess I will never understand. But I'm too pained. I feel so pained by their lot that I can't think of why they don't understand anymore. I just feel so the urgency in my heart every day that, oh my goodness, they still have not all become vegan, not to talk about following me to practice the Kuan Yin method. Ah, yes. Now I understand why King Sai mentioned Kuan Yin. I thought he meant we should do Kuan Yin. It's just my automatic thinking, you know, that, okay, we have to do more meditation for the world because King Sai mentioned Kuan Yin. But actually what he meant, just what he said, was that everyone in the world should follow and practice the Kuan Yin method. And now I know also because our Kuan Yin method includes the vegan way of life. And that is why the vegan way of life alone is already a world saver, if you will. But if everyone practice the Kuan Yin meditation method, awaken your own great self inside with it. By the grace of God, then, of course, all our powers together in this world will be, oh, tremendously, tremendously, tremendously powerful, immensely, immensely, immensely huge. Oh, dear, I don't know if that day will happen before I die. For this time, I do not want to come back anymore. Yes. All the masters know that saving humans is more difficult than saving animal people. The animal people understand quicker than the humans about logic and blessing and all kinds of virtues and goodness. Like some time ago, before when I haven't met my dog people for a long time, going around the world or lecturing and all that and coming back. And when I took them out for a walk, I just say the same thing like before. Because when I first took them out, they dragged me, you know. Two dog people dragged me. And I thought, why is this now? No? You forgot what I taught you? So I told them again, remember, heal, stay. And if another one is busy with his own private business, then the other one would wait, as I told, wait for your brother or wait for your sister, and then we will go again. So they take turns to wait and are very cooperative. But I don't have the fortune to be with the dog people all the time. So when I'm away, the different caretakers take turns to take care or because of going to different places. There are always different people who take care of my dog people. So they didn't train them the way I do train them, and the dog people forget. But when I came back, they got used to it again right away, on the same day. Yeah. And even if I told another assistant to talk to the dog people the same way, they understood right away. They give no hard time or anything. As long as, you know, the attendant or assistant is willing, the dog people will listen. They will know the cooperativeness is very good for them. But I'm not sure if, for example, if I've been with an assistant for a long time and trained him or her for a different way, and somebody else came and trained him for a different way. There are too many trainers. I wonder if they even remember my training. Maybe they do, only if I'm with them when I came back and I remind them. And recently, it has been reported to me that my dog people are feeling more peaceful and not afraid anymore now. So they become more lively and natural like before. During the wartime, sometimes I saw them, sometimes not. And when I wasn't there, they were very afraid, so I had to talk to them a lot, very, very often, inside and also on the phone. When I call, I ask the dog people assistant to put their iPhone very loud so that when I talk, the assistant can hear and the dog people can hear. Sometimes I talk about different things. And I don't always talk about the dog people or with the dogs or for the dogs, but also any other things, household stuff, food and useful things, or housewife things, like how to take care of dog people or hide them warm blankets without electricity.
Supreme Master Ching Hai, vegan, is a world-renowned spiritual teacher, humanitarian, and artist. To learn more about her compassionate life and teachings, please visit suprememastertv.com/master.